Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, if you're not watching the show Baskets on FX, I don't know what you're doing because you're missing out. The show stars Zach Galifianakis, who plays a set of twins, Chip and Dale. Chip studied to be a French clown in Paris, but didn't make it, so he's back home with his mom in Bakersfield, California. Galifianakis is a huge star, and to have a television show that showcases his ability to play different characters, sometimes in the same scene, is a real treat. But it's not just Galifianakis. The show's co-created with Louis C.K., and it stars comic Louis Anderson as Zach Galifianakis' mom. And then there's Martha Kelly. Kelly's a stand-up comic from Austin, Texas, and she plays Martha, Galifianakis' insurance adjuster, and let's face it, pretty much his best friend. Martha Kelly is amazing in this show, providing a deadpan sidekick to Galifianakis' hijinks, always going along and taking in stray coyotes once in a while. Martha Kelly, welcome to The Download.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's just start right at the top. You know, there was a lot of press for the show when it began. There were interviews all over the place. But, I mean, how did you get this part?
Well, I've known Zach since 1998 when we met at a stand-up open mic in California. And then we've just stayed friends over the years. And I've lived in Austin for a lot of the time. But we just would keep in touch with, like, a text or email maybe like once or twice a year. And then in January of 2014, he just called me out of the blue and left me a voicemail saying, hey, I'm going to do a TV show. I wanted to know if you want to do something on it. You probably won't do it, but call me. And that's how it happened.
When you got that call, you know, you hadn't done much acting. You just done comedy. What was your expectation?
Well, at first I was like, I didn't know if he meant that he was going to do a late night appearance and wanted me to do something with him, because he'd asked me to do that years ago, and I didn't want to do it because I thought I'd be embarrassed. And so I also was like, I was not at a good place in my life at that time, so I wasn't really anxious to be on television, because I just was in sort of a like, I was a lot heavier than I am now and have a eating disorder that I wasn't in recovery for, and I was really depressed. So the last thing I wanted was to be on television. Mm-hmm. But between that phone call and when we shot the pilot in May of 2014, I did start to have recovery from that stuff. And I was still really scared to do it. But Zach is just like a sweet person who just kept telling me, like, hey, this is no big deal. It's just supposed to be fun. It doesn't matter. We're just going to have fun. Don't worry about it. Instead of what a lot of people would be like, hey, my name and reputation are on the line, mm-hmm, with this TV show I'm creating, so don't mess it up. You know,
right.
He was just so great.
You had a stand-up comedy background, but you didn't have an acting background, and you were concerned about that. You were worried that this would be the first television show you'd be working on.
Yeah. When I drove, I still remember getting to the set of the pilot. It was really early in the morning, the first day, and just pulling into that location and thinking, like, Zach might have to fire me today, which would be a bummer for both of us and really embarrassing. But I felt like I have to try it, because if it isn't terrible, it could be a good opportunity. And then I just thought, like, I'll do my best. And if it's not good, at least I know I tried my best. Mm-hmm. And then the very first scene we shot, as soon as I got out of the car that drove me to that part of the set, he walked up and hugged me and was like, hey, we're just going to have fun. Don't worry about anything. It's just fun. And it ended up being really fun.
Well, so. In the article I read, you know, he almost told you to just be yourself. I mean, that's almost the antithesis of acting. So just go out there,
yeah,
and be Martha.
Yeah, that's what he said when we first talked about the pilot. And I said, I don't think I can act. And he said, don't worry about it. I just want you to say the lines the way you would say them if this were happening to you in real life. Hmm. And I still thought I wouldn't be able to do it. But I just thought I'd freeze up when there were cameras and strangers and trying to do a good job in a context that I was insecure about. I thought I would just freeze up and ruin it. even with him saying that.
The character Martha on Baskets is so unique, and it really is the backbone of the show. I mean, you have Zach Galifianakis, who is just creating magic by playing not only Chip, but playing Dale. But Martha has such a big role. How much of Martha on Baskets is Martha Kelly?
The awkwardness and my sense of humor is definitely, I would say, the same as a character. And I try and really want to be a nice person. I don't always succeed. But other than that, really, like, the writers, which included Zach and Jonathan Kreisel, the director, and then the writers, they're the ones who created, like, an actual character. And anyone who thinks that I'm doing a good job on that show, it's all of those people is the reason that anyone thinks that. Because I just learned my lines and showed up on time and like, tried to get a good night's sleep the night before. And then I was like, I'm just going to do whatever they asked me to do. And the writing and then the editing is what made it come out good.
Well, like I said, I've read a lot about the relationship between Chip and Martha. But from your vantage point as the actress who plays Martha, explain the relationship between Martha and Chip.
Well, the weird thing is that I didn't know until the very end of shooting the first season whether or not that my character has a crush on Chip. Mm-hmm. And but I think she's supposed to. I don't really... I feel like a little bit, I don't totally know what they think is going on, like, meaning Jonathan and Zach. I think that it's like, Chip is really obviously kind of a lonely person in a rough patch of his life. And then my character, I think, is just a little lonelier and also kind of wants to help him and have someone to hang out with and does kind of have a crush on him, but never really explicitly says and makes a pass or anything.
It's mysterious
like
enough. I mean, that's the beauty of it to the relationship, is that it's not just sort of like trite, like you go right to this, this chemistry that you two may get together. But the concept that you provide support to Chip's character, and you almost, in a weird way, you know, balance this sort of this warmth and this chemistry, and then just watching Chip be a total jerk to you. That's like, there's a nice little balance that goes back and forth with that, you know, I feel only Zach Galifianakis could give us.
Yeah. He's so great. He's just so funny. And I think that because he teases me off camera and like, it's weird. He's this super kind-hearted, sweet person who one of his favorite things to do as a joke is to be fake mad or fake mean to someone that knows that he doesn't mean it.
Right, right.
You know, and I get a kick out of that. So, yeah, but he definitely is, he's amazing. And Louis Anderson, they're both so great.
It's a tremendous show on FX. The one thing, you know, you mentioned the writers, you mentioned, you know, creating that character. Is it a fully scripted show? Is Zach following the lines that are put down, or how much are you guys going off script?
A lot, but there's also a lot of dialogue that they wrote that's in there too. That's really funny. It's usually like, Zach and Louis will improv in the middle of a scene. Mm-hmm. At which point I just panic and shut down because I can't keep up.
Which
with
is
them.
What Martha would do, so it works out.
It's really always, it's fun because they're so funny, but it's scary. But then a lot of times they'd be like, okay, we're going to shoot this scene and maybe you say something like this instead. And then I would try to think of something to fit what they meant. like, in the episode where Zach's buying the big screen TV, I don't remember what was in the script for what my character was going to say to him, but Jonathan and Zach both were like, do you want to kind of tweak this a little? And then I did. And so that happened a lot. And anytime I went to them and said, hey, this joke, can I change it a little? They always said yes. Whether or not it made it into the final edit is another thing, but it was really like they liked to go off script in addition to filming what was in there to see what would come out the best, I guess.
Let me ask you, you know, you mentioned earlier just about the, I guess, the fear of doing this and then Zach being able to assure you and you're able to do it. Now that the season is wrapped and you shot and, you know, there will be more. Has that changed for you? I mean, are you more comfortable after going through 10 episodes of working with these guys, working with this crew, these writers? Are you looking forward to getting back at it?
I probably still won't be super comfortable in front of the camera or doing improv in the middle of a scene as a surprise, but by the end of shooting the first season, everybody on the crew and the cast, we all just became friends, and so it wasn't as scary. And I really am excited I'm going to get to see them. I think most of the people on the crew will be able to come back if they're not working on something else, mm-hmm. you know? And so it'll be more like what he said it was in the beginning, which is just like, it's just like hanging out with friends, you know?
Yeah.
I'm really excited that I get to see them again and that we're going to have another season. And I talked to the writers a couple days ago and the stuff that they told me that they're thinking of, I was super excited about.
Oh, that's great. So, well, we can't wait for Baskets to wrap up this season and to get to the next. Last question for you, Martha. Are we going to get any sort of clarity on the cast that's on your arm?
Oh, yeah. They mentioned that. I can't remember the writers that when I talked to them a couple of days ago. I can't remember what they said. They also, we talked about it a couple times while we were shooting, and I think Jonathan and Zach both said, like, we might just never, we might just not have it, and we never mention it, or we might mention it. I can't remember what they said the other day, but I think Zach, because he just is instinctively so funny, and I think it was just his original idea was like, I'm going to play a character who's kind of an a-hole, who has this assistant who's really nice and he's mean to her. And I think the cast was like adding another element of her being vulnerable so mm-hmm. that his character seems even more mean. I think that's what it was, but they might talk about it on the second season. I'm not sure.
Well, on the way out here, we'll play the clip of when you, in the episode Cowboy, where you get bit by the snake and you profusely apologize for being bit by the snake. I think that sums up Martha and her relationship with Chip.
I guess it'd be good for me to get out of my comfort zone. Oh, God. Oh, God, I got bit. Chip, I got bit by a snake.
It's a gopher snake. Oh, about as poisonous as a paper cod.
Okay, I'm sorry for overreacting. Ow! Oh, God, I got bit on my ankle. This little guy's really got it out for me.
Does it sting?
It does sting. It really does. Yeah. Oh, God, guys, sorry.
It's okay.
Really sorry about this.
Martha Kelly, who plays Martha on the show Baskets on FX, is with us tonight. Martha, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us.
Thanks a lot for having me. I really appreciate it. Sorry my dog's barking in the background.
All good.